Using the following, I'm going to show you A, how to con someone using their own greed, B, that you won't feel bad because they're trying to con you anyway, and C, taking their money. As I have come to realise, running the beats is just getting people's confidence. This scam only works because that man thinks he's working this scam, and that you man are his mark. Get your mate, let's call your mate Piers. No, not Piers, let's call him Farquhar. Anyway, get Farquhar to call into a bar with his dog. Like I said, the barman will try and con you later, but you're going to take all his money. Anyway, get Farquhar to pass into a local bar and call to the bar to look after a dog for a dart. Just for 20 quid for a while, claiming that he hated it, but it was worth more than his car. This, by the way, requires that you find and supply Farquhar with an animal and a light from your local park. Get a nice dog that doesn't bark, but not so nice that someone might miss this muck from the park. Anyway, using this technique, you're gonna take all this man's money, but you're not gonna care, cause he's gonna fucking deserve it.
You never con an honest John you can't drag down.
Exactly.
Con only get conned when they think they're the conning one.
It's all one big con.
Neighbour, you won't con an honest John.
Right, now listen, get Farquhar to dart out the bar and just shop for some garms, maybe, just to pass an hour or so. I will go shopping cause I gave up drinking, but whatever, just have Farquhar down the road. Now you walk in the bar, walk up to the barman, order a jar when you've caught him slouched on his own. Start eyeing the dog that he's minding by his side, kindly vibe him in and start on about the dog you own. Start asking the barman if it's his fine specimen of a dog, nod, smile, agree, look interested and cool. When he tells you it's someone else's you just left previous, tell him this is a very rare breed of animal. Last time I lied, my man hit a swipey. But lie and tell him it's like a fucking red-haired hunting spaniel. Tell him it's worth 600 quid and that you'd pay handsomely if you were to accept finance at all.
Never con an honest John.
Sometimes.
Honest John, you can't drag
down. Sometimes I think I should just go completely legally.
Get conned when they think they're the conning one. Neighbour, you won't con.
Keep listening though. It's important that you keep listening. Now take all his shopping off him. Get your mate Farquhar to pop in looking straight gutted a bit later on. He should order a jar, talk at the bar, ensure he looks calm, warm with the barman and generally start conversating on. Farquhar should start falling apart about how he's arsed up some chance and how arsed up his day was. Or in the event of spread betting, he's getting ready to accept that his rent's not getting paid up. The barman's mind will chime slowly for a while. He might wipe the bar as his mind is making sums. Farquhar should continue to moan about money and that this mutt is not the greatest of his worries. And like tune, the barman will 5 out of 6 times kindly offer his green to buy the dog for a price of 300 quid. And after some bartering, your barman will haggle and charge harder and greedy with the scent of the scheme.
That's right, neighbour. Never con an honest John. An honest John you can't drag down. Conned only get conned when they
the barman
the
is gonna see how much
one.
He can stitch you up for.
Neighbour, you won't.
How does that work?
An honest.
Because every
John.
Con is based around someone who thinks they're conning you. He'll never imagine the whole scenario is prepared solely for him. Why should he? That sort of paranoia can get you in the loony bin.
As I have come to realise, running the beats is just getting people's confidence
and then taking their money.
It's all one big con.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 28. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with The Streets. That song is Can't Con an Honest John, off of Mike Skinner's new album, The Hardest Way to Make an Easy Living, as released Tuesday, or I guess April 25th on Vice Records, for those listening to you out of sequence. That album is not as immediate as the first album, and maybe not quite as catchy as the second. And lyrically, it's kind of hard to get through because it's mostly about how he's rich and famous now and, oh, woe is me, it's everything's changed. But there are still moments of brilliance in there, some great wordplay, and he certainly can be king of the chavs, and that's fine. This week I've got a whole lot of music that I want to play for you because it's a whole lot of music I got this week. The rule is if I get it, I play it, and you have to suffer through or party through it, whether it's good or bad. So let's get things started. This next band is called The Sounds. They're from Helsingborg, Sweden, right across from Denmark, I guess, for those of you who aren't geography majors. The song I'm going to play is called Queen of Apology. It's off the album Dying to Say This to You. It came out in March, March 21st, on New Line Records. The band is kind of a guilty pleasure. I like all things Swedish, but this band is not far from Tattoo or maybe even Ashley Simpson. There's a few things in there that are like interesting twists, the things that wouldn't happen in pop radio in the U.S., but for the most part, it's just about as manufactured as those bands. However, I still enjoy it. Is that bad?
Tell your auntie and your uncle. yards. We're marching from the hospitals. We'll take it to the town hall. We'll take it to the capital. Tell your brother and your sister. Tell your auntie and your uncle too. Tell your mother and your father. Your friends and your cousin. And we need you. Strike! Strike! We're throwing down our push pins. We're hanging up our apron ties. We walk so far, but we can walk all night. We're coming from the back roads, out of the fields and the factory lines.
Hell yeah, that was Pretty Girls Make Graves with the song Parade from the album Elan Vital, or maybe Vital, I don't know, released April 11th on Matador Records. That album, I believe it's like the third, maybe it's even their fourth, I don't know, it's definitely a more mature album, better production, and maybe a little too slick at times, but that song there is fantastic. Not very indicative musically of the rest of the album, but the lyrics of that one are just incredible, about worker organization and not any sort of top-down unionization sort of thing, but just grassroots and people being together, and hey, let's take over the means of production, folks. Yeah, I spent the weekend at the Anarchist Book Fair. That's what happens. Before that was the even slicker band, The Sounds, from Helsingborg, Sweden, with the song Queen of Apology. Definitely slick and commercial, but boy, what wonderful aspects of the 80s. I'm tired of the plunk plunk. Give me the mid-80s, and that's what that is there. It's a lot of fun, even if it's not going to change the world. Coming up next, I've got more fun and more non-changing the world. At the band Charlemagne, actually just the, I guess it's a solo project and then some, from Carl Johns of Madison, Wisconsin. I'm going to play the song Pink and Silver, which is a Jesus and Mary Chain song. Okay, it's really not, but it could have been. It's definitely got that vibe as well, moving in the late 80s and even early 90s alternative scene there. The album this is from is called Detour Allure. It came out on Sideshow in October of last year. So I'm going to play this song. It's Pink and Silver. It's wonderful. And don't spend too much time worrying about it.
Chocolate covered cherries.
that chill for the middle of the set, wasn't it? That was the Appleseed Cast with the song Peregrine off the album of the same name. That came out on the Militia Group April 21st. The Appleseed Cast probably calling themselves from Lawrence, Kansas, though it's all Kansas City, pretty much the same thing. Before that, we played Pink and Silver by Charlemagne, and we're not going to talk any more about that. Just know that that was fun. Coming up next, I've got another Swedish act. I'm not sure where from in Sweden, though. She's on Stockholm Records. It's Anna Ternheim. And Anna is somebody who is recommended to me, and I'm kind of iffy on it. I got the album. It's like a limited edition full album, and then another full album called The Naked Version, which is just, I guess, demos or stripped down or something. I don't know. And some of those are more interesting than the others. It's definitely got a singer-songwriter sort of lo-fi feel. Someone recommended them to me because of another band that I really, really enjoy. But I don't know. It doesn't do a whole lot for me. Let's see if it does anything for you. We're going to play the song I'll Follow You Tonight. This is the Naked Version from the album Somebody Outside. And it's Anna Ternheim.
Won't say my eyes give me away. Won't you please turn out the light? And I'll follow you tonight. And I'll follow you tonight. The worst mistake to make, or just the kind of promise you simply have to break. So please turn out the lights, and I'll follow you to any doorstep, any hallway, with hope of finding more. Not feel shallow, not get bored, find it useless, feeling meaningless. Just as low as I was high the night before. The worst mistake to make, or just the kind of promise you simply have to break. So please turn out the lights, and I'll follow you tonight. Follow you tonight.
Wake up, wake up, wake up. I know it's late. I can see the sun outside. Get on, get on, get on, get on with your day. I know you have work to do. A smile is what you need. don't find me now. The tea is waiting in your cup. I packed up these stolen days. Let the light fade away and put on that dress. 'Cause the world cannot wait to rock you back to sleep. Rock you back to sleep. No, this day cannot wait. The day
All right, that was Patrick Flan. Patrick's song there, Through the Bedroom Wall, from his album Cost, that came out end of last year, December of 2005, on Jag Jaguar Records. Patrick is out of Connecticut, I think. The song before that was from Anna Turnheim, the song I'll Follow You Tonight, the naked version of that. And just so I don't leave you in suspense, the band that I said that I adored is called Dexter's Moon, and folks said, well, if you like Dexter's Moon, you'll also like Anna Turnheim. And I'm not sure I agree with that, but that song's pretty good, and I mean, it's not going to change the world either, but it's nice. As was that Patrick track there. That was an album recommended to me by this little magazine called Pitchfork, and I don't know how I feel about that. I'm a big fan of Jag Jaguar, so I figured, well, you know, Pitchfork likes it. It's on Jag Jaguar. I'll buy it. And I'm kind of iffy on it. Well, the clock just ticked past 30 minutes, so I better wrap this podcast off. You've been listening to Too Much Rock podcast. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. It's been number 28. I have been your host, Sid Souter. I've got one track left to play for you. This is from Stephen Merritt's new album, Show Tunes, which is a collection of music from three different operas, or maybe they're musicals, written by Stephen and released on Nonesuch Records in March of this year. I'm going to play a song called The Collar and the Garter, where you'll find out that, you know, Stephen's song's always been highly musical and very narrative, and so it just is kind of funny to see him turned up another notch. It may be too much for mere humans to handle. So here you go. We're going to end things off with The Collar and the Garter. Thank you very much for listening.
As he can, but words do not enthrall her. They dance around the washing pan, the collar and the garter. He speaks as sweetly as he can, but words do not enthrall her. They dance around the washing pan, the collar and the garter. He tartly starts up repartee, but her retorts are smarter. She will not name a wedding day, the garter and the collar. He tartly starts up repartee, but her retorts are smarter. She will not name a wedding day, the garter and the collar. His forces rally and advance, but forward men of powers are to and fro, and so they dance, the collar and the garter. His forces rally and advance, but forward men of powers are to and fro, and so they dance, the collar and the garter. He swears if he should lose his love, then love will gain a martyr. They part, and that's the story of the garter and the collar. He swears if he should lose his love, then love will gain a martyr. They part, and that's the story of the garter and the collar. He keeps his braggadocio through years of qual and squalor, and toasts the maid who loved him so, the collar and the garter. He keeps his braggadocio through years of qual and squalor, and toasts the maid who loved him so, the collar and the garter.